Thank you. We're joined, as usual, by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley.
Good morning, everyone.
And we're pleased to welcome back as our guest, Rhode Island's Republican National Committee man, Stephen Fries. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, everyone.
Our guest, Stephen Fries, came close to defeating House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello in Mattiello's Cranston State Rep District last year. The strength of that challenge seemed like a factor in Mattiello's campaign promise to phase out the car tax. No one likes the car tax much, as we know, but it does generate $215 million in revenue for cities and towns every year. So, Stephen Fries, what is your view on whether the state can afford to completely eliminate the car tax?
Well, my view is that we should be trying to reduce our taxes, and in the case of the car tax, we should be trying to eliminate it. My concern about Mattiello's proposal is that he's trying to talk for a one-for-one reimbursement to the cities and towns. Now, we've tried that before in the 1990s, and then we ran up to the 9/11 recession. And then, of course, we had the Great Recession of about 2008, and as you saw, the General Assembly basically even rolled back what they had done. It's going to require, to eliminate the car tax or reduce it, you're going to have to do a combination of the cities and towns need to reduce their spending. Massachusetts, when they passed Proposition 2.5, required cities and towns to reduce their car tax, and that required spending cuts. And it will also require, I think, the state to reimburse some of it, but a one-for-one for every dollar, I don't think that's feasible. Now, as a Cranston resident, I'd love the state to reimburse me dollar for dollar, but I have to be honest with people and say if you want a permanent tax cut, you need to have some permanent spending cuts, too.
All right, Maureen, as Steve says, the difficulty here is the state would have to make cities and towns whole for cuts in the car tax. Do you think it's really realistic to wipe out that $215 million every year?
I don't think so. I think what happened, given that you are run against Speaker Mattiello, I think it pushed him into an extreme position where it was eliminating it completely. It had always been on the agenda. I think now when the realities of the budget have come into place, it's looking more like, I would suspect, some sort of a compromise because everyone now puts in reduce. So I think what you're going to see is a plan, perhaps a compromise closer to what the governor wanted in terms of across-the-board reduction of it to allow it to be economically feasible.
Scott, the speaker says he wants to eliminate the car tax over 5 years, but of course, who knows what would happen after he leaves office if he's successful in doing that?
Well, you never know that, and I'd like to ask Steve, just wondering, what programs do you think should be cut so we could finance a drop in the car tax?
Okay, so as I said on the campaign trail, people would ask me, what do you want to cut? So one of the things I always said cutting is the General Assembly's budget. That budget's
but it's very small. That's a drip in the bucket, and $9 billion, that's just PR, let's be honest.
No, it's not PR, and let me explain why. $43 million is the General Assembly's budget. We're talking about reducing it. If you reduce it to $17 million like New Hampshire, that's about $26 million right there. That's part of it. It's going to take a whole bunch of things. Also, the money at the corporation, Commerce Corporation, all those millions of dollars of subsidies. I don't believe in that kind of stuff. The way to attract businesses to the state of Rhode Island is by improving the tax climate and reducing our taxes. There's millions of dollars over there. That's not a drop in the bucket, okay? So I just gave you two examples right off the bat of areas you could find. So that's what I would say.
Let's move on and talk about one of the big stories of the week. One of the state's two large hospital groups, Care New England, announced that it hopes to merge with Boston-based Partners Healthcare. Care New England also wants to shift the ownership of Memorial Hospital in Pawtucket to the owner of Landmark Medical Center in Woonsocket. Steve Fries, what's your sense of how these changes, if they go ahead, will affect healthcare consumers in Rhode Island?
Well, I'll start out by saying I'm not an expert on healthcare, but looking at it from a competition standpoint, I think it's great that an out-of-state company wants to come in here who has a $12 billion company with access to some of probably the best medical specialists in the world in Boston, wants to come into Rhode Island and invest. I mean, if you have a company coming in here, you know, they're going to compete with the other hospitals, Lifespan's hospitals, for example. And they may not compete on price because that's not how our healthcare industry is structured, but they're going to maybe compete on quality. Okay? So if we have competition in Rhode Island and it improves our quality, I think that's a positive for the consumer. In particular, who knows? You may be able to go to Kent Center, Kent County Medical, and you may have access to some of the specialists in Boston. I think that's could be a win for Rhode Island consumers.
More competition, Scott?
No, because there's no free market in healthcare. It's nonsense. Basically, Partners is coming down here to invest because they can't buy any more hospitals in Massachusetts. The regulators won't allow that. So they're expanding north into New Hampshire, south into Rhode Island. What they're doing is building an empire. They're looking for a revenue stream so they can bring patients who need specialized surgery to Boston and not do it down here in Rhode Island. That's what they're looking at.
You get to be the tiebreaker here, Maureen. What do you think?
Well, I do think that there has been a lack of coordination. I don't think we need competition in terms of the growth of hospitals within the state. And there is this unfortunate rivalry between Lifespan and Care New England, which hasn't produced much more quality. And asking for example, another medical facility, maternity facility when we don't need it. But I do think the partnering aspect of this with Care New England and Partners is probably a good thing because we're going to have to look at healthcare beyond state borders. And there are those things that are better done in Boston, but certainly not things like maternity care. And I would hope the state would be careful about certificates of need and regulation before they jump into this.
Well, we're getting a little short on time here, but there was a poll out this week by Brown University that found Kent County voters very divided on President Trump. 43% approve of President Trump's job performance and 43% disapprove. The poll showed that repealing the Affordable Care Act and defunding Planned Parenthood are unpopular, but there was stronger support for building a wall on the Mexican border and temporarily banning travelers from some Middle Eastern countries. Stephen Frias, you're one of the top officials in the state Republican Party. Give us your takeaway, and how do you think President Trump is doing?
In regards to the poll, I think the headline of the poll is nothing's much changed since the election. People's opinions are pretty much where they were. There hasn't been any significant seismic events that would cause people to change their minds. People are with Trump, some are against Trump, and Kent County's that poll basically reflected what Kent County was, a very divided community that went for Trump. I think Trump's doing a pretty good job. He's trying in some areas, just from a conservative perspective, obviously. And there's some things he's gotten done. There's some things he's trying to get done. It's still very early, 100 days, lot to do.
Let's go to Maureen.
We should need to remember that Kent County is not Rhode Island. And the fact it was picked out as a county because of its rural character, rural suburban, its white sort of middle class or lower middle class or less educated population. So it's about Kent County, but that doesn't speak to what's happening in Rhode Island.
But Kent County does include East Greenwich, and there's some affluent parts of Warwick.
Yeah, I think Kent County really is the basic Rhode Island. And I think, as the country is, we're polarized. People either like Trump or they can't stand him, and there's not a lot of middle ground.
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us on Political Roundtable. Scott?
Great to be here.
Maureen?
Thank you.
And Rhode Island's National Republican Committee man, Stephen Frias.
Thanks for having me.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoy the conversation, follow our website at ripr.org.